Although we do have a minig, a custom, to eat potato latkes and with granios, Joey doing it. However, it's interesting to note that we don't have a halakhic obligation to eat a suda on Hanukkah. In contrast to Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos, and even Purim, we find the chiyuv suda. Albeit the Rambam does write that there is a chiyuv suda on Hanukkah, but in Shulchan Aruch, even the Mechaber doesn't pass him like the Rambam. And interesting, Mechaber doesn't go with the Rambam in another area as well, by Hadwakas Neiros. He goes with the Bali Tosus. Actually, the Mechaber goes with the Bali Tosus. The Rambam goes with the Rambam. So either way, there's no Chi of Suda. So why is it, when it comes to Purim, which is a lot of similarities to Chanukah, the post-biblical, why by Purim is there an obligation to have a meal, but by Chanukah there is no chiyuv? So there's a famous answer of the Lavush: it's the nature of the persecution. That by Purim, we know in the 20th century, we had two types of persecutions. We had the Nazis who tried to destroy Judaism. The Nazis who try to destroy Jews, and the Soviet Union, the Russians, who try to destroy Judaism. In other words, Purim, Haman wanted us dead, like Hitler. He didn't care if you're observant, not observant. If you're Jewish, you're dead. We are going to kill you. However, when it came to Hanukkah, that was the end result, but that's only because we didn't want to accept the Greek culture. If we accepted the Greek culture, so then they never would have had the decree against us. So Purim is a yontif that represents being saved from physical persecution, and Hanukkah from spiritual persecution. In fact, that's the famous Beis Halevi, who writes that Hatzileni na miyad achi miyad Esav, save me from the hands of my brother, save me from the hands of Esav. So we all know who Esav and Yaakov are brothers, so why do I need both? So that's what the Beis Halevi writes. Miyad Esav is when they come with the sword. That's like the Nazis. But miyad achi, they come as your brother, they try to assimilate, to convert you. So that's referring to our time, the Syrian Greeks. So we have two Yom Tovim. Hanukkah celebrates our spiritual salvation, celebrate Judaism, that we were saved spiritually. That's why we celebrate B'Hallel B'Hodah. But Purim is, we have a Chi of Suda. And in fact, so that's the distinction between Hanukkah and Purim. So Purim is it's a physical thing, so therefore we celebrate in a physical way. But Hanukkah is a spiritual thing, so we celebrate B'Hallel B'Hodah. Yet the Rama seems to take a compromise view. He says, you know what? In order to make it a Sudas Mitzvah, let's sing Shiros, V'Tishpachos, Divrei Torah, make it into a Sudas Mitzvah. So what's the if it wants it to be a Sudas Mitzvah, just make it a Chiyuv. Like, why is Hanukkah set up where it's up to us? Because so that's how the Mefarshim point out, in other contexts we can apply it here, is the whole Yontov of Hanukkah is known as the Yontov of Torah Shabbat Peh. And as the Gemara tells us in Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara compares Esther to Shachar, to morning. Just like the morning is the end of the night, so too Purim is Sof Kol Nisan, Ay Va'ikah Hanukkah. What happened to Hanukkah? So the Rav Tzedek explains, and the Gemara says, the Gemara's answer is, now Hanukkah is the Torah Shabbat Penes, but Purim is the end of the Torah Shabbat Nisim, written law. What's the difference between a Torah Shabbat Nes, a Torah Shabbat Penes? I'll take either. So the difference is, the Vilna Gaon explains that the difference between Rachel and Leah from Yaakov's point, that Leah was a total gift. He was working, and then all of a sudden, they switched wives. They switched them and gave him Leah. He had to work another 7 years to get Rachel. So Leah represents Torah Shebeksav. It's a gift. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While Rachel represents Torah Shebal Peh, you have to work it and earn it. And that's what also by Yisrishin and by Yisheni is by Yisrishin we had Nevi'im, so whatever the Nevi said we did. But by Yisheni it had to come from us. And that's why the whole issue of Hanukkah, it's only mentioned passingly in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, because that's the whole Yisod, the whole Gemara of Rosasar or listening to the rabbis is in the Gemara of how can we make a bracha? The whole Yisod of Hanukkah is Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's how Rabbi Jordan and Sachs, the former chief rabbi of England, explained when he went in 1991, he went to light Hanukkah candles in Russia, in the Soviet Union. So, as we mentioned, for the 70-year period in the Soviet Union, you weren't allowed to study any type of Judaism. And that's why these people didn't know anything. And Stalin made it even worse. But at the end of the day, it didn't work out. They knew it wasn't working out, so it broke off. So in 1991, when he came to light Hanukkah candles, Gorbachev asked through an interpreter, like, so what are you doing? What's this holiday of Hanukkah? So he explained, this is 22 centuries ago. He explained that there was a nation, the Syrian Greeks, who did not let the Jews study Torah, do the mitzvahs, keep their religion. And the Chashmonaim came and saved them. So he says, you're part of the Hanukkah story. You were able, you let the Jewish people, now the Jewish people could go to Eretz Yisrael, they could stay and study Torah in your country. So that was the Yisod. The Yisod of Purim is a physical thing. The Yisod of Hanukkah is Torah Shabbat Kpev, to be proactive. And that's why it's no coincidence, it's not coincidental. Also that we have the seven types of Mashkin liquids that are Mukshon Makabal Tuma, and the one that represents Hanukkah is Shemen, oil, because oil, in contrast to an apple or an orange, you just pluck off the tree and that's it. But oil, you have to work on, you have to pound the olives, because that's what Torah Shabbat Peh is all about, is to work. And that's why it always comes out during the saddest time of the year. Saddest meaning sad, seasonal adjustment disorder, that people have very little light, to get more depressed, because that's what the Hanukkah is all about. It's up to us to do something. And one, it says, Ma'at mina or docha harbe mina choshach. A little bit of light pushes off a lot of darkness. When we light the Hanukkah candle in the dark winter, we go ahead, we learn some more, we go ahead and visit someone in the hospital, you knock them up, but one little act could cause so much light in a person. And in fact, that's why it is the Shemen, because the Shemen represents our doing and not waiting for someone else. And that's why the Gemara says, Purim min haTorah minayin, Hama min haTorah minayin. Why doesn't he ask Matis Yo min haTorah minayin, Yehuda haMakabi min haTorah? Because the answer is certain miracles are built into the Teva. These would have happened anyway, Kriyas Yamsu. But Hanukkah, it depended on us. Without us, it never would have happened. The Kuntimin source, he was waiting to see if the Chashmonaim were to be Moser Nefesh. And that's what they were. They were willing to sacrifice and do the right thing. And therefore, after they did the right thing, they were able to go ahead and they just did their part. They did the oil and they went ahead. And after that, they went ahead and a miracle happened. So that's the Yisod of Hanukkah. It's a Torah Shabbat Peh miracle because it's the miracle that we have to show. We're proactive and it comes from us and not from somewhere else.